Kylie just dropped his one word book title, and Kourtney Kardashian makes a big revelation about her wedding.
And later, we're talking to the latest eliminated contestant from The Masked Singer.
Welcome to Dish Nation, y'all.
Hey!
Sherry, Brad, and Gary are out today. I think they all stayed home to listen to Rihanna's new music for Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Yeah. But joining the party today, we got actress, singer, and comedian Jessie Wu back in the building.
That's right. Your sister is back.
Also back to try and keep us in line, it's CNN Headline News entertainment reporter Melissa Knowles.
Oh, I love a warm welcome like that.
Yeah.
And I'll see what I can do today. Okay. Headcrack, what's up?
Okay, look, Jessie, looks like you have some more gifts to buy because it looks like your boss, Nick Cannon, is expecting another baby.
Oh, man.
Alyssa Scott just dropped a new pic showing off a big baby bump and twinning with her 4-year-old daughter, Zila, from a previous relationship. Now, Alyssa and Nick previously welcomed son Zed, who passed away last year from brain cancer. And we already know Nick is also expecting another child with Abby De La Rosa, the mother of his twins, Zion and Zillion. So after these two babies are born, he will be a father 12 times over.
Yeah.
How, Lord? I don't understand it. Do they not have television? Are they just sitting around doing other things?
Do you think he's got this lined up on, like, you know, their, like, their fertility schedules? Do you think for him to be this efficient at it,
I mean,
is he like, yo, when, let me know, let me mark down the calendar, I'm going to be in your hood?
I think he has a long-term plan of making the Wildin' Outcast his children. you know what I'm saying? I almost feel like sometimes we got to put the date on the episode just so you know it's not a rerun.
No,
like,
literally,
yo,
that's
like,
true.
No, literally, seriously.
True
like, it's out of control. It's out of control.
It's nice to have a running story, though. You know? To always be able
it's
to
reliable.
Come back.
It's reliable.
It's reliable. Thank you, Nick, for giving us all this content.
Right here. Okay, someone else who is bucking the system is Prince Harry. Catch that? He and Meghan Markle left British royalty behind when they moved to the U.S. You're familiar with that. Well, now he's revealed the name and the cover for his new memoir. The book, which comes out January 10th, is called Bear. So the title comes from the expression an heir and a spare, which was used in UK news, referring to Charles and Diana having two children to ensure the survival of the monarchy. So Prince William, being the oldest, would be the heir, and Harry was the spare in case anything happened to William. Yeah. So what do you think of the title of the book?
I think it's clever.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Good. One thing about Harry, he's never been one of them.
Yeah.
Have you ever noticed?
He's different.
He's never been one of them.
I almost feel like he's never been one of them in every sense of the word.
No.
But you look at like when you look at him and you look at the rest of the kids, he looks different than them.
Yes.
And it was always a rumor that Princess Diana had messed around with this redhead dude who looks eerily like Harry. You know what I mean?
And you know, Harry got hips that don't lie. Have you ever seen
Harry Davis?
What are you looking at his hips? Y'all ever seen videos of Harry in Jamaica getting down?
No.
Yeah. What?
I'm about to pull those up.
Prince Harry got hips that them hips Shakira and Wyclef was talking about. They were talking about Prince Harry's hips.
I can't verify this, but I heard Prince Harry celebrates Kwanzaa. You know what I'm saying? Like, Harry is out here. You know what I mean?
Habaragani, brother.
Okay, for the people.
He is for the people then. Well, if that's not enough Harry for you, things are getting even hairier with Harry Hamlin. Y'all know he's married to Lisa Rinna from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, right? But a picture with his daughter Delilah from last month's New York Fashion Week has got the internet in a little bit of a tizzy. The viral image shows 70-year-old Harry with his arm around his 24-year-old Delilah's waist and looking like he's going to whisper in her ear. People are calling it creepy and provocative. Looking at this picture, does it look inappropriate to y'all? Or
I can't even let you finish the question. Not only does it look inappropriate, it's odd. It's odd how she's leaning into him, he's leaning into her. That's your daddy.
I gotta say, specifically for me, I'm less bothered. Like, he's got a full rap grip, which is like a lot. He's got a lot of a grip there. But it's the way that his nose is up in like her ear. That's like the weirdest
Are you
thing.
Smelling her? Is this the perfume I gave you for your birthday? Like, I don't understand where he's coming from.
And you know,
with
sometimes
this
like when you take pictures in succession, right?
Right, maybe
this is just a weird pose, but like seeing this picture out of context,
it
looked like they're together and forget whispering, it looked like he wanted to whisper in her mouth.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's giving very much Targaryen to me.
It's giving
very much
Targaryen.
It's giving Rhaenyra and Daemon.
It's giving House of Hamlin.
It is.
Okay, well, you can't win them all, right? Okay, so in a recent interview with Variety, Hugh Jackman revealed that early in the stages of his career, he auditioned for the role of Sandra Bullock's love interest, FBI agent Eric Matthews, in the comedy Miss Congeniality.
Oh,
yeah, I love that movie.
Ooh,
but my man didn't get the part. He claimed that when he read lines with Sandra, he couldn't keep up with her, and it was the first time he'd ever tested with another actor. Now, this time, he wasn't the Wolverine.
Yeah.
So, he wasn't Wolverine yet in X-Men, so it wasn't easy for him to just land the part, which, oddly enough, both these movies came out the same year, so they had to be pretty close to each other in terms of time.
Yeah.
But I get it, man. Sandra Bullock in the late 90s? Come on now.
She still looks good, too, though.
Yes.
See, that's when you white and unproblematic, you age very, very well.
She's got a good soul.
Yeah,
Sandra's got that good heart and that good soul.
How can you tell through the screen?
Oh, I can tell. Oh,
yeah, okay. It just bleeds through. Like, I feel like what happened in The Blind Side, she would do it in real life.
Yeah.
Is there somebody that y'all would like get nervous for if you were auditioning with?
I have an experience that happened to me.
Wow. Oh, what?
Ghost walked into the studio one time, and if you don't know who Ghost is,
Omari
Hardwick. Wait a minute. I thought it was a satellite interview.
Oh.
And I heard him talk doing a mic check, and I was like, the slow-mo head turned. I was like, Ghost? He's like, hi, nice to meet you.
Oh,
and I said, this is between the seasons. I said, you and Tommy really need to make up because that is your brother. That is your brother. Why are you treating Tommy like that? And he was like, excuse me? I'm like, don't play like you don't know.
Right.
He didn't do it. Fine. He loves you.
I've met him before and I almost fainted too.
I
met him at a Rock Nation brunch and I almost fainted
so
there too.
Good looking brother.
Yeah.
I don't know. There hasn't been like an audition scenario. I interviewed Carmen Electra early on and she reached over and grabbed my knee and my heart about jumped out of my soul left my body for
and she is fine.
I had to like reel it back in and try to stay professional.
Ooh. Did you?
No.
Okay.
She had your electricity electrified.
She plugged it in.
She plugged it in.
Well, moving on, it looks like Courtney Kay and Travis Barker got married YOLO style. As we know, Travis and Courtney decided to walk down the aisle in Sin City in the early hours after attending the Grammy Awards in April, and things quickly turned messy inside the One Love wedding chapel. Apparently, she was so drunk she barely remembered anything from her wedding. Take a look.
I actually don't remember, though. I didn't even remember Elvis, like, sang to me walking down the aisle. I just didn't remember. I didn't remember I had a bouquet. The bouquet on the floor.
God.
After I threw the bouquet.
I can't believe this happened.
I threw the bouquet, like, in the air.
My. This is insane.
Got a little bit of that, like, little bit of that swerve on.
The sway.
A little sway going on here.
The room is spinning.
Melissa, do you remember the day of your wedding? Did you partake? Oh.
Ow.
Oh.
She's telling the truth, ladies and gentlemen. My first one, I've like made myself forget. The second wedding was amazing because it was a surprise wedding.
Oh.
Everybody thought they were coming to a housewarming / engagement. And an hour in, we sneaked upstairs. And I got in a wedding dress. He got in a tux. We came downstairs and got married in front of everybody.
Right.
It was wonderful. I'll never forget. In the house that we now own.
So
it was
great.
A surprise wedding.
It was so fun.
Very small.
Head crack, your wedding?
Pictures were taken.
Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah, it was
for
fun.
The memories.
I've never heard of this.
Well, I was just, I wouldn't get fined.
Okay. I'm here, so I won't get fined. Yeah.
All right, Matthew Perry is spilling more tea in his new memoir, and this time it's about Cameron Diaz, y'all. We're going to explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, Matthew Perry keeps serving these juicy dishes in his new memoir. Now, he's already embarrassed Valerie Bertinelli and had to apologize to Keanu Reeves, but now it's Cameron Diaz and Jennifer Aniston's turn. Now, he reveals that Cameron Diaz got them hands, y'all. So the two were set up on a group date after Cameron and Justin Timberlake broke up. Mm-hmm. But Matthew said Cameron's lack of interest was pretty obvious. And she got immediately stoned. So then, when he tried to break the ice and say something witty to her during a game of Pictionary, she accidentally hit him in the face while aiming for his shoulder, and all he could say was, are you kidding me?
His friend Jennifer Aniston also curved him. Matthew admitted he had a huge crush on Jen before and during the taping of Friends and even asked her out, but she suggested that they just stay friends.
Right.
And his response was, we can't be friends. But boy, was he wrong, because they ended up being friends on Friends.
On
Friends.
Right. How you gonna tell me we can't be friends and we on a show called Friends?
And he is sober now. I want to point that out. So perhaps this is his way of making amends.
Kudos to him.
I don't know if this is the way to do it,
make
though.
Make amends in your private time.
Thank you.
Leave us alone.
Say it louder for the people in the back.
Speaking of people who don't know how to make amends in their private time, Ashanti is back, honey, and the claws are out. She is tired of Irv Gotti, and she is spilling all the tea about their past entanglement during her Murder, Inc. days, and now she's speaking out.
He would say, you want to because I made you look like that. I made you. In those exact words.
Wow. Yo, that's bad.
It's not good.
Ashanti has been a class act.
Yeah.
Since we've seen her, since day one. So I'm so happy to see her sticking to this Barney looking, humpty dumpty face ass.
Wow.
You're a predator at this point, in my opinion. Like, it's just coercion. That's what it was. And I hope people understand what that is, because it's still happening today.
Mm. Well, she did seem a little reluctant. Angie pressed her a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, you know what? Let's go there.
Yeah.
And so she went there. And now we all know.
Do you guys feel that someone can make you smashable?
Yeah, women make guys smashable all the time. Because, like,
that is the truth.
Yo. But would you ever, like, throw that back into someone that you were dealing with? Like, oh, I made you.
If a woman said that to me, she would probably be right. Like, that's the thing. It's like, I can't.
Like, nobody was even looking at you before I came along.
Yeah. Okay. I put you in that.
Okay.
Did you see how dirty your baseboards were before I came to your life?
Listen, not the baseboards, okay?
Guys don't even know how to clean baseboards.
You don't even know what a magic eraser was before I came in here. Yeah. All right, it is time for Disney Dish Coming. All right, it's morphin' time. Somebody tweeted about a gang of Power Rangers fighting off an attacker while they were chowing down at a Thai restaurant in Oakland, California, as they do. Mm-hmm. They said, I'm at a ramen shop owned by Thai people in Oakland dressed as Power Rangers when a woman comes rushing in saying she isn't safe, and a man came running in after her and puts her in a chokehold.
Whoa.
And it was a whole action scene because the black Power Ranger started swinging, then the yellow Power Ranger blocked a punch, then all of a sudden, all the Rangers yell, "Kiwi!" Which means in English, the f***.
They blasted out of the speakers, and then everyone hit morph. They're like, not gonna put up with this.
It's morphin' time.
Do y'all think, like, the Power Rangers should make a comeback?
They never really went anywhere.
Yeah, there's always
some.
There's some version of
the Power Rangers on TV at all times.
There was like the Dino Rangers and the Turbo Rangers.
Mm-hmm. You know a lot about the Power Rangers, Tanner.
Yo, don't come for me, all right?
Which color? Which one are you?
He's a Tan Ranger.
Oh, I'm clearly a Tan Ranger.
Let's go, babe! Coming up next, people getting their ass kicked. Jerry! Yup, Jerry Springer's gonna be in the building dishing with us about his time as the Beatle and the Masked Singer right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. If you missed the Masked Singer, the Beatle battled it out with the Lambs and Robo Girl, but unfortunately the Beatle lost. But it's all good because we get to chat with him today. We have the artist formerly known as the Beatle, legendary actor, producer, journalist, and judge, the one and only Jerry Springer!
Jerry!
Oh, thanks, guys. Thanks. Yeah, I didn't last long.
Aww.
But that's only because people have taste.
Brother, you are forever lasting.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, Jerry Springer, what was your reaction when you were first approached to do the show?
I said, who is this really? and can I have some of what you're drinking? They called and they asked, and I said, well, can I have a day or two to think about it? Because it just seemed strange. And, I mean, I knew it was a very popular show. Mm-hmm. And then I I mentioned it to my wife, and she says, have they heard you sing?
Well, you did an awesome job, Jerry. If you could nominate any other talk show host to be on The Masked Singer, who would it be, and what would their costume be?
Hmm. I would say Steve, who's got his own show and used to do my security. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see him in a pink tutu.
Steve the ballerina.
Yes. Ooh, I like that. I like that. Okay, let's talk about your costume. You're saying you couldn't see. How did you end up being a Beatle?
I said, look, whatever you want to do is fine. It's your show, and let's have some fun. And they came up with the costume, so I just put it on. And the judges were so nice, because they could have just ripped me. And they didn't. They were very nice.
Well, you did great. You did great. Jerry, The Masked Singer is all about keeping it a secret. Your Springer show was always about getting down to the truth. So I'm curious, what is the craziest lie you had to tell to cover up being on the show?
Oh, I've got a meeting with a law firm.
Now, Jerry, did anyone call you while you was on the show to ask if it was you?
Oh, I had a lot of emails and texts from people that... depending on when it was sent. Mm-hmm. Is that you? And then by the end of the show, obviously, they knew it was, they were told. So people were watching the show that I had no idea watched the show. Because if you can't tell anyone, you can't suddenly go up to someone and say, hey, be sure you watch The Masked Singer tomorrow night.
Right, right.
All right, Jay, we are in Georgia, and we have a very contested election coming up. Actually, lots of them. If you were going to run for governor as the Beatle, what would your slogan be?
I'm tired of being stepped on.
Ooh.
Oh!
And that's why, ladies and gentlemen.
Jerry.
Facts. Well, thank you so much, Jerry, for hanging out with us, man.
Yes.
Love you. Great seeing you. You look fantastic.
You look
and make sure you check out The Masked Singer, because you never know who's going to be under the mask.
Well, then I'll come down to Atlanta and see you in person.
Please
do.
Please do.
We'll even bring a couch out for you.
I would love that. And I'll wear this sweater because I know you like it.
You look so good in that sweater, Jerry.
See ya.
Don't move. There's more Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right. It's our last story of the day. So
Dish is it.
So a young millionaire, his name is Luke, says he parks his pricey sports car wherever he wants because he's not worried about paying for fines. Reportedly, Luke has racked up more than 100 tickets in the past year, parking illegally, and he told reporters, broke people see a fine, but I see VIP parking.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Now he's paid more than $8,100 in fines in the past 12 months, which is small change, given that he earns more than $1 million annually through stock trading.
Mm.
Yeah, I think this is problematic for many, many reasons. Are you parking in, handicapped spots and preventing people who actually need to use those for access reasons? That's
I got
not
shaken
right.
down one time in New York. I was parking in Manhattan, not too far from the Comedy Cellar. So when I came out from the show, I got a ticket for parking there between the hours of 7 and 8. Also, another ticket between parking there between the hours of 8 and 9.
Ooh.
Then he also towed my car.
What city is this guy in? Because New York, you couldn't play these games. I don't even want to speak this into existence, but I might have a bench warrant for my
girl.
Yeah.
And you still showing your face on TV?
I know, right? You know what? We gonna cut that from
the
live show.
What's the reward for turning in Jessie
Blue? You would turn her in, Tana.
No, I would never turn her in.
Wow.
Tana.
She's a bounty hunter amongst us.
You're the one who brought it up, MacGyver.
Done for justice. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.